Okay. Creo, P-U-L. Regarding that, to be added somewhere, that talk there with John and Elijah in the beginning, that you can only do so much, but if you become a servant of God, you serve God, Krishna can make you do anything. Once, give you the ability, the power. And then he is thinking about that RPO later and coming to this conclusion that this is what it means, this that we have read and heard so much, that we should not think we are the doers. It's not really just about pride. You don't think you are the doer, you think you are someone, you know. But it means that you think everything depends on you, right? If you are the doer, it means that you are the one upon whom all results of your activities depend. Which means that some people will do that with an overconfidence and pride that I am great. But then be again still limited by their own abilities. While others, thinking in the same fashion, but not being able to do much for what they want to do, they think it's not possible because I'm the doer and I can't do it, then it can't be done for me, right? But if you think then that, well, you know, I'm completely depending on God and Krishna for everything anyway, whether I'm good at it or not, it mainly, first of all, is a question about what Krishna wants me to do. Then of course, if I'm doing that which Krishna wants me to do, and I simply depend on Krishna, and open myself up to Krishna's intervention, to Krishna inspiring and giving all that ability, then I can indeed do anything. Not because I am great, but because Krishna is great, right? So that understanding is rather important, and it's, I would say, at the core of very much what Vaishnavism and Bhakti is about. Just as is, and this is another one I thought about this morning, maybe two here, or just merge them together, that there are so many things we do and can do and cannot do, and here we should do, and but then, you know, there is this older devotee who's been around, and who is, and this can go and be, well, eventually, and maybe I'm just repeating myself, but anyway, just in case something is added here, then realizing that it's just all about thinking of Krishna all the time, and he finds that in the books there by Prabhupada as the principle. above all other principles, it contains all other principles, and so on. So, and as he, well, something that was this answer there that someone gave, that this is just the basics, always think of Krishna and never forget him, but actually it's the other way around. The rules and the principles and the do's and the don'ts, they are the basics. And they are all just meant to lead to that. Think of Krishna always. Remember with Krishna, think of Krishna, be there with Krishna, talk to Krishna. Just Krishna is a person who's always with us. And that's the wonderful thing about Krishna. He's expanded. And I mean, that is really the omniscient, omnipotent miracle of Krishna's personality. One of them, at least. But he expands, and Radha Krishna expands to all of us and to everything that's going on. I mean, it's really ultimately for Krishna's pleasure. So if we too live in that consciousness, that awareness, that connection, yoga means connection, right? Bhakti yoga, that connection through a friendly, loving relationship to Krishna, then and that's it. And Krishna can be here with us, each and every one of us, just or more than any friend or family member or like that at our side. That's God, not someone who is so big and busy ruling over the whole existence that to him or to them you are, you know, it's like Krishna would meet you and say, what's your name again? It's not like that, and that's the wonderfulness of Krishna.